that were so real in our resolute hope that it would be hard to say now what realities achieved since have been stronger. What did that Christmas never really come when we and the priceless pearl who was our young choice were received after the happiest of totally impossible marriages by the two unified families previously at daggers drawn on our account? When brothers and sisters-in-law, who had always been rather cool to us before our relationship was affected, perfectly doted on us, and when fathers and mothers overwhelmed us with unlimited incomes? Was that Christmas dinner never really eaten, after which we arose and generously and eloquently rendered honour to our late rival, present in the company, then and there exchanging friendship and forgiveness, and founding an attachment not to be surpassed in Greek or Roman story, which subsisted until death? Has that same rival long ceased to care for that same priceless pearl, and married for money, and become usurious? Above all, do we really know now that we should probably have been miserable if we had won and worn the pearl, and that we are better without her? That Christmas, when we had recently achieved so much